For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman. Nevada's 2020 general election results will not be official for several days, and many races up and down the ballot across the state are too close to make any sort of call. That includes which presidential candidate won Nevada. So far, former Vice President Joe Biden holds a slight lead over Republican incumbent Donald Trump. To learn more, I spoke with political editor Paul Boger to break down some of the results we have so far. Paul, Nevada is a swing state for presidential elections, but it hasn't swung for a Republican since 2004. What did we see this election?
You're exactly right, Michelle. And it looks like that's going to continue to be the case here in Nevada, at least for 2020. Looking at the preliminary data from the Secretary of State, Joe Biden has about a 2-point lead over Donald Trump statewide. Now, that is less than what Hillary Clinton won Nevada by in 2016. However, we need to again point out this is preliminary data and all the ballots have not yet been counted. So breaking down those results even further, it appears that Biden outperformed Trump in both Washoe and Clark counties. It also appears that Biden has done better with mail-in ballots, and Trump has had bigger turnout in person, both with early voting and on election day. So with that being the case, it's possible, given the fact that we don't know how many ballots are still in the process of being delivered over the next couple of days, it's possible we may see that Biden lead expand. It's possible we might see it contract. One thing that's interesting, though, is despite the presidential race, lower ballot races are still anyone's guess. And in that way, Nevada is still very much a swing state.
So one race that was perhaps closer than expected was actually Congressional District 2, even though it was called pretty quickly. Break down what happened there.
So I think we should be careful with the word close, because in this respect, it's fairly relative. Last night, the Associated Press called the race for Mark Amaday, so it's clear that he is the winner. We do know that result, and that at this point, it seems impossible for Patricia Ackerman to make up that lead with the amount of votes that are likely still out there, because we're only talking about Washoe County and several rural counties versus the entire state. So that's why the AP called the congressional race versus the presidential race. But I digress. Looking at those preliminary results, Mark Amaday had about 56% of the vote versus Patricia Ackerman's 41% and Independent American Party candidate Janine Hansen's 2.68% of the vote. Now, that is closer in that Mark Amaday has been in office since 2011. This is his fifth congressional campaign, and this is the closest one he's ever had. Mark Amaday is a popular Republican in this state. He's really well-liked and respected in rural communities, and that is a big deal here considering just how expansive this congressional district is. So while Patricia Ackerman did really well, getting within about 5,000 votes of Mark Amaday here in Washoe County, across the rest of northern Nevada, that is a much different story.
Looking at the local level, it appears a fair number of incumbents are holding leads over their challengers for seats on the Reno City Council, Sparks City Council, and the Washoe County Commission. That's according to unofficial results, of course. Can you take us through those preliminary results?
Absolutely. And let's start with Reno City Council, Ward 1. That's Jenny Breckus, the incumbent, who's facing a challenge against J.D. Draculich. That is an incredibly close election. 104 votes separate the two candidates. So Breckus has a very slight lead with about 50%. Versus Draculich's 49%. Ward 3's Oscar Delgado and Ward 5's Naomi Jordan, they appear to be safe at this point. Again, preliminary results. These are not official. And then there's the at-large seat. That is Devin Reese against perennial candidate Eddie Lorton. And in that particular race, it looks like Reese has about a 10-point advantage over Lorton at this point. Moving on to Sparks in Ward 1, incumbent Donald Abbott seems to be fending off a challenge from Wendy Stolyarov. He has about 56% of the vote. And in Ward 3, incumbent Paul Anderson, again, fending off a challenge from Quentin Smith with 57% of the vote. I do want to turn now to the county commission. And what might be the biggest shakeup, possibly, in local races, and that is Democratic challenger Alexis Hill possibly holding a 10-point lead over Marsha Birkbigler, the two-term Republican incumbent. That's interesting in that Birkbigler, when I was talking to her a couple weeks ago, was very much saying this wouldn't be a surprising outcome for her if she were to lose this race. However, it is interesting in that District 1, this will now add a second Democrat to the county commission. That's something that the Washoe County Democratic Party has been wanting to see over the last few years, and they may have finally gotten it. In District 4, though, Republican incumbent Von Hartung looks like he has a very sound lead, 17-point lead, I should say, over Democratic challenger Marie Baker.
Finally, you know, this election is different from past elections. Tell us what's next in the process.
Yeah, succinctly, now we wait, right? As you've probably heard me say several times by now, these are preliminary results. These are not official results. We will get those official results on the 16th. That is when all of the elections in Nevada will be settled. Now, there's a caveat. Between now and then, we are likely to see Republicans and Democrats likely file a slew of legal challenges, possibly in federal court, possibly in state court, maybe even in district court. So we'll see how that shakes out over the coming days. Either way, again, I'm going to say it. These are preliminary results, not official.
Paul Boger is KUNR's political editor. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Michelle.
For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.